great to be in the presence of the Lord. See, the devil don't understand that. You don't understand all the chaos he's causing this world and all the fear he's unleashed. You don't understand how you can come in here, lift up the name of Yeshua, Jesus, lift up the name of Yahweh, which is God, and praise him. That flabbergasts him. When you praise the Lord in the middle of your battles, that upsets him. He gets so... Oh, the power of praise. Yes, amen. Could you throw the light up there, Carol? Hey, Penny, come here up a second. You can chew your gum. Chew in the back of this, don't spit too much. Here, sit down. That little demonstration was very... It seemed very simple, but number one, the Lord laid it upon my heart. And number two, I know it's the end of the month. And times are tough. But what I just did was, I'm Penny's pastor. As many of you here, I am. And she submitted to my authority. I said, Penny, come up here. Didn't question. Don't come again, Penny. I'm out of money. Let me check the offering. But just hear my voice. Penny, come up here. Boom. Now, and I could call upon any one of you guys, you would have come up, okay? But being under, if I can say it this way, not territorial, but under my authority as a pastor, you just came up. Now, you could have sat there and said, nah, Pastor, you know, I love you, man, but I ain't coming up. I'm, you know, my hair isn't done right this morning, or I have all the excuses not to do it. You'd still be awesome, but you would miss out on that blessing. Okay? And I want to share with you in the book of Matthew a moment where Jesus talks about authority. And I think we get our mind wrapped around this a bit more and more. It really helped us. Matthew. You ever have one of them days when you mark what you want to read and you can't find it? 8th chapter of Matthew. Yeah, chapter 8 of Matthew, yes. Thank God I took notes. In Matthew 8, verse 5, he speaks to us and says, and when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, imploring him and saying, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, fearfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, well, come and heal him. But the centurion said, Lord, I am not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it. Now when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who were following, truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel. I say to you that many will come from the east and west and recline at the table of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness, in that place where they are weeping and gnashing in teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, go, it shall be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed that very moment. Amen. And the key part there, which the Lord just want to remind you and share with you today, the centurion said, for I am a man under authority. He didn't say, I am a man. He didn't say, hey, I'm in charge over here. But the first thing he recognized, that he was a man under authority. Now, as he stayed under authority, the one who has authority over him gave him authority over others. You follow me on that? The best way I can put it this way, when I worked as a deputy for years and years, each sheriff who came to power, I submitted myself to them. They had authority over me. And thus doing that gave me authority over those under me. If I walked away, say, I'm out on my own. Hey, stop, yes, give me a license, you're under arrest. What authority? But my authority. Well, ain't nothing. You nobody. See what I'm saying? I'd be trying to exercise authority over someone, but I have no authority. But as I submit myself to be under authority, I have that strength and I have that authority. And I shared that because this centurion, this soldier, he understood that. He knew that if he stepped out away from, let's say, the military, that those slaves that he had, those who were assigned under him, they wouldn't submit to him anymore because he did not have any authority over him. He could speak. He could declare this. Go forth. I could tell Charlie, get out of here. And Charlie said, no, 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 no. And Charlie said, no, you can't throw me out of here. Well, I said to him, what authority? My authority? No. Refuses to go. I don't care how much I yell at him. I don't care how much I did. I refuse to go. But as I submit myself to the authority of my landlord, who has given me authority over this place, and I say, Charlie, get out of here. What authority? Hey, I rent this place. I have at least, I've been given the authority by Bob Skelton. I order you out of here. Then he's going to go. Whether he goes by himself or whether he's drug out of here, I have the authority to do that. And what the Lord has shown us today is, folks, as we submit to him, as we allow this word right here in your hand, as you allow this word to be the authoritative over your life, that authority reigns in you. And it gives you power over this world. Understand that. It gives you the spoken word of God. God's word came to life through Jesus Christ. Jesus was a living, spoken word of God. And that authority has been handed to us because all authority is given to Jesus. And so when we submit ourselves totally under the word of God, that authority reigns in us. And as we speak, things have to submit to us. Amen? Think of it. It has to. Get that in your head. You know, sometimes you think, well, I'm going to pray. Maybe it might work. Get the maybes out. Get the maybes out. This word is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Your spoken word, you've given the authority. And sometimes the old sleep foot will get in your head and say, who are you? He'll start bringing up your past. Why? Because he wants to water down the authority you have. He wants you to go back to the time where people said you were nothing. You were worthless. You were the mistake. All the lies the devil has spoken to your life through other people, he wants to take you back here. Because he knows the authority has been invested in you through the blood of Jesus Christ, through your redemption, your acceptance. And as we submit ourselves to his authority, that authority reigns in us. And his word works for us. That's why, again, we go back to the word of God saying, listen, guys, submit yourselves to God. Totally submit yourself to the Lord. Submit your mind. Submit your activities. Submit your recreation. Your thoughts. Why is that so important? I'm glad you asked me that. Let's go to Psalms 115. 115. And we still tear down some of the thoughts in the church from time to time. When we say, well, God's always... that God's in control, but I want to show you something here. In Psalms 115:16, Psalms 115, verse 16, it says, the heavens are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth He has given to the sons of men. Think of that. God is in charge. He has all everything. He's got all the stars. That's all His, okay? But He says here, but the earth He has given to the sons of men, us. And God, through His Son Christ, has given us the authority over this place. Given you and me authority. And that authority, folks, we do not take lightly. And sometimes we get, well, man, what can I do about it? Again, and God just keeps dwelling this in my spirit, in my heart, is His spoken word is your weapon. As you decree His word, that goes out. And that is your weapon against the things in this world. Because remember, Penny, Bob, Daryl, we all are a spirit and a soul, but we occupy a body. Understand that. We see the body. You know, if I do something stupid right now, you see my body doing it. But it's my spirit that did it. Anything that we see take place on this physical part of our bodies is already taking place in the spiritual realm. Understand that, okay? Anybody here going to pick their nose? You had a thought first before you did it, right? Okay. In the spirit realm is where this battle is taking place, and God has given us authority. That spirit realm has invaded this earth. Satan came in without a body, and we know that God's given this earth to those He made in His image, and that's us. So when we fight this battle, it's fighting in the spirit realm, it's fighting through the Word of God. God's Word is alive. Remember that, His spoken Word. And we're fighting against the spirits of darkness, the powers and principalities, and we defeat that through the spoken Word of God. I mean, you can't wrestle a spirit. It has no body. Okay? But the Word of God, we can bind that. I bind that spirit of fear. Wow. You know, we do go through our decorations every morning. And one of them, we bind the lies of the devil from our loved ones this morning. In the name of Yeshua, we bind that spirit. And why it's bound, Father God, we want to thank You for sending forth Your perfect workers that's going to minister to them in such a way that they're going to come out of darkness into the light and Jesus Christ be declared as a Savior and Lord. Now that is not just words. That's power given authority. As I submit myself to my Lord, as I allow His Word to direct me, His authority comes through me, and I speak it out, that Word is powerful. And the same with you. Your Word, no matter what your name is, don't matter where you worked at, your spirit is alive to the Lord. And your spoken Word is so, so powerful. And we say here that we are, the earth has been given to us. In verse 17, it says, the dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But as for us, we will bless the Lord from this time forward, forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Again, if Satan can get us to be silent, we don't open up our mouth, we don't take authority over this world. It's kind of like what he's saying right there, the dead do not praise the Lord. If he can scare us and silence us, man, he's winning the battle. But we stand in the midst of our battle and we praise Him. We lift up your voices like you did this morning. And you know, Yahweh, you're worthy of it all. Clear back in the beginning, in Genesis, remember this. When God created everything, He spoke. I shared that earlier. But He gave us dominion. He made you in the image of God. Spirit, soul, and body. Think of that. It's who you are, Gail. Let's make man, which is male and female, in our image, in our likeness. Otherwise, let's duplicate ourselves. And you know what we're going to do? Yeah, the heavens, all, everything here is all ours. We're going to give them the earth. And he gave us, gave Adam, which is us also. He said, listen, I want you to subdue this earth. I'm giving you power over this earth. I'm putting you in charge of this garden. You're going to tend this garden. Think of that. Yes, he formed us out of earth, but he breathed to Adam his breath. And carried out from Adam to you and I today that we do have dominion over this earth. And God hasn't changed. He's put you and me in charge of this garden. This thing called earth. He said, go and subdue. He didn't say play with it. He didn't say compromise with it. He didn't say, okay, give the devil a little bit over here. He said, I want you to subdue it. I'm giving you my authority. I give you my word. I give you my spirit. The devil's had a run of things here. But this earth, I planted a garden. And every seed that we ever need is in that garden. It's going to reproduce after itself. And you are going to do the same thing. You are going to reproduce yourself spiritually to other people, God's Spirit, and subdue this earth. How many people here have ever shared the gospel of Jesus with somebody? To love, fellowship, amen. You're doing what God told us to do. Think of that. Subdue, take charge, multiply yourself. Oh, wow. You might say, well, Pastor, I've shared the gospel with a lot of people, but there's a way here in church that, hey, you plant a seed. It takes time for a seed to grow. You planted that seed. That's the way he said I want you to do, to multiply. Male and female born of seeds. Amen. They've got to be fertilized. Amen. We're doing what he called us to do. But to subdue it. And folks, even though things got wacky, a lot of thorns grew up, a lot of briars grew up, we are still in charge of this earth. We still have dominion over this earth. God hasn't changed. Listen, I want you to tend my garden. I need you to pull the weeds out of here. I need you to expose the thorns. I need to remove them. And we do that through a spiritual battle, through praying, standing up for the Word of God, and never, ever compromising. If it does not line up with the Word of God, it does not belong in our life. It does not belong in our communities. It does not belong in our government. And we need to stand up and say, listen, we're in charge of this. God's children is in charge of this dominion. And we declare this thing to be cast down in the name of Yeshua. To be gone, be removed. In Ecclesiastes 8:1, a couple more verses yet, hang in there with me. Ecclesiastes 8:1 says, who is like the wise man, and who knows the interpretation of a matter? A man's wisdom illuminates him and causes his stern face to beam. It says, man's wisdom. Who lives in you? Christ, right? God lives in you. Is there anyone smarter than God? No, he is all wise, all knowledgeable. Think of that. That wisdom is already inside of you. Think of that. All we have to do is bring it up. All we have to do is let it out. And that wisdom right there, Jeff, and what you're holding in your hands, the Word of God. There is not one answer in life that you cannot find in the Word of God. There's not one piece of direction that you cannot find that's not already in the Word of God. Oh, wow. It's kind of like the day you signed up, Ryan signed up in Ohio State University. The minute you walked in there, all the wisdom of the world is in all them books, or maybe computers now. Everything. You want to know how to fix something? There it is. You got to go take it off the shelf and open the book up, right? But all the wisdom already there, and inside us now the Spirit of the living God. Everything we need is already here. We just need to open it up. And that Spirit of God opens up through His Word that you got right there on your lap. Oh. Now what we need to do, submit to that Word, amen? We need to fall under that authority, and whatever it says, we do it. Whatever we don't quite understand, we do it. You know, God says we'll grow in Him, but before we, as we do, He says, now my ways isn't going to be your ways. Now I'm going to transform you to my image. And the more you walk with God, the more His ways become your ways. And you get an understanding, okay, God, oh, we're going to do this. You want me to pray for those in authority over me? Well, I'll do it, God. Why? Because He sees the bigger picture. Think about it. You guys all remember the story on Daniel, the lion's den. Okay? Oh, he was worshiping the Lord. He was worshiping God 3 times a day. And the king said, wait, he got tricked, he passed a law, and he said, listen, you can't do it no more. Everyone caught doing it, boom. And what did Daniel do? He continued to worship God, right? Put it in today's language. Hey, listen, no church. There's a virus out there. We're going to shut down all the churches. We're going to mask everybody up. Now, you still go to your football games, and you have all this and that, but no churches. You can't gather. You're not going to worship God. But we know this, is that the church is a building, but we are the church. We go home, we worship God, amen? We stand in the backyard, we worship God, amen? And we don't compromise. But when this thing came across a year ago, we had quite a few pastors in California we follow. I didn't hear one of them cuss out the mayor. I didn't hear one of them cuss out the governor. I heard them declare the word of God and say, we will worship Him. We're going to honor God. And so be it. Daniel, I mean, guys, this dude was thrown into a lion's den. Think of that. You don't know if somebody hates you or not. Let them throw you in a lion's den. But never once do we hear an unkind word spoken from Daniel. Why? God says to pray for those who have authority over you. What did Jesus do from the cross? They had authority over Him, right? I mean, I know He laid His own life down, but He submitted to their authority. They're crucifying Him. And He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Intercessory prayer. And Daniel, the next morning, he's released. And remember, the king came running out to him, Daniel, have you got to live? Oh, king, live forever. God had closed the mouth of the lion. Honoring the guy who threw him into the lion's den, which brought God glory. And those who threw him in there, they got burned up, and God was proclaimed in that nation. I mean, could you imagine the king saying, Daniel, did your God deliver you? Hey, you hair bag. Yeah, you think you have me, didn't you, you big mouth little punk? I'm telling you what, I'm coming out of this place, I'm bringing these cats with me, and they're going to tear you apart. That's what the devil would have wanted. But no, he proclaimed it. So the days that we are in, we have there's plenty of turmoil going over. And I just know for myself, like my background and stuff, I could be kind of vocal at one time in my life. I had a lot of choice words I used to use at one time in my life, working midnights. But God flushed that out of me. I will not allow it to come back. That old man is dead. I walk with God. He's fine-tuning me. I praise Him. I honor Him. And even though at times it's very difficult, I'll continue to intercede and pray for those with authority over me, that their eyes be open, to be brought out of darkness, but that their sins be neutralized. Amen? How much authority that God has given us. Ecclesiastes, verse 2, I say, keep the command of the king because of the oath before God. He said, now keep my commandments, is what he's saying. Do not be in a hurry to leave. Do not join in an evil matter, for he will do whatever he pleases. Again, cautioning us, guys, no matter how popular it might get, how you want to chime in or join up, don't. Stay with him. Do not submit yourself to the evil plans of the devil. He'll use voices. He'll use people of popularity. He'll use them to be tricked. Because one thing we shared last week is the love of money is the root of all evil. And you want to know why it's driving our nation right now? Is the love of money. Power. That's what the devil's after. Power. And some people can fall into that category. They can fall, I have more money. If I just tweak what I say here, man, I'll get money from over here. And they'll be fooled. And folks, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, do not receive it. God hasn't changed. God isn't compromising. He wants you to understand that. Verse 8 of Ecclesiastes 8. Since the word of the king is authoritative, who will say to him, what are you doing? 8:4. Okay, what did I say, Carol? I'm sorry. 8:4. Since the word of the king is authoritative, who will say to him, what are you doing? Verse 5. He who keeps a royal command experiences no trouble, for a wise heart knows the proper time and procedure. Think of that, guys. The word of the king is authoritative. Who is your king? Jesus Christ. Who is the living word of God? Jesus Christ. The word of a king is authoritative. He reigns over us. And that authority has been handed down to us to rule upon this earth and subdue it. Praise God. And I close with Zechariah 4:6. Very familiar passage for you. We quoted, I think Carol even leads us in a song once in a while. And I quoted this the last several weeks at our homes, sitting in a chair, raising my arms up. And the songs you sang today, man, you're worthy to be praised. I mean, just amazing. I wrote so many songs the last 3 weeks, I should have wrote them down, you know. Zechariah 4:6. Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Man, not in the physical part of it. Not by power of this world, but by the spirit of the living God. And that's how we conquer these things. That's how we continue to change this world. That's how we allow God to be God. Oh, I got so much more I could share this morning, but I'll be quiet now. I just love you guys. You get a chance. Psalms 22, I shared that Friday night. Psalms 22, 1 to 3 or 4 is really encouraging. Okay, I'll go ahead and share it. No, I'm doing okay, huh? Voice is getting a little bit weak, but I'm stronger than I was last week. There we go. I just love the Lord. I love sharing. I love being in fellowship with my brothers and sisters. Psalms 22. And this can be our hearts at times right now. But God brings us out. And he says, Psalms 22, verse 1. My God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning. Oh my God, I cry by day, and you do not answer. And by night, but I have no rest. Oh man, that could be any one of us caught up in something that's coming against us. And we've been praying and seeking the Lord. Man, God, you forsaken me? You hear my prayers? Oh my God. But that doesn't stop there. Verse 3 says, yet you are holy. Oh, you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Because in you our fathers trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were delivered. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. Wow, I went from one extreme to another. Went from being beat up, given up, thinking God forsaken him. But then he remembered, God, you are holy. But God has a covenant with his children through his son, Jesus Christ. He doesn't forsake you. He doesn't leave you. He's with us. Continue to be with him. And the psalmist did that. Just continue, okay, I did all this. But wait a second. I remember my forefathers. God, I remember. They cried out to you, and you restored them. You strengthened them. And God, you do the same thing for me. Wow. Went from depression to victorious. He's stirring himself up. Went from lack of power to remembering the authority they have. And may we do the same. You feel weak? Pray. Feel depressed? Pray. Need help? Call brothers and sisters to pray. I shared last week, we went through a period of depression like I never had in my life. But through prayer and praising Him and your prayers, we fought that battle and overcame it because of the authority that God has given each one of us to speak His Word. So this week, may we continue to subdue this earth for God. May we continue to speak His Word out and proclaim it. That God is not done with the United States yet. God isn't done with me. God isn't done with your children. He's not done with your children's children. And He's not even done with the enemy across the street. The greatest day is ahead of us. Be encouraged. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Well, Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that your word stirs us up. We thank you for the remembrance of why we're here. We thank you, God, for we're looking forward to occupying heaven. But God, we know that you have put us in charge to bring heaven upon this earth here. So God, we enter into this week here. We just pray for your strengthening. We yield ourselves more and more to your word and to your authoritative word. And we ask that our eyes be opened wider to see the way you see, that we hear the way you hear. And God, that your word continue to return to us to speak it out, to make a difference in this nation. God, we lift up our children today and our children's children. We lift up our schools and our teachers and all those in authority. God, we pray that they have a revelation of you, that we'll be drawn back to you, that your churches, your people will continue to repent from evil ways, and continue to cleanse our hearts more and more and surrender more and more to you. God, that through your people, that your word may be established, and that being established, it is true and powerful, and your spirit will continue to go forth, tearing down the walls of darkness, releasing the captives, and bringing more people into your kingdom. And may you be glorified through this all. And may your hand continue to rest this morning. We declare victory over sickness and disease for John Kimberly, for Bob, and for each one of us here, and Danny Powell, and for each one of us brought into the kingdom, that healing is ours, strength is ours, and that the devil is a liar, and we bind that spirit of lies and spirit of infirmities, and declare by your stripes that we have complete healing in our bodies, our mind, and our spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.